At 7:01, I call this meeting to order. Welcome back to spring semester. I hope you are all as excited as I am. First order of business is attendance. And attendance question today is, if you were to teach a J-10 class, what class would you teach? Admin director, Haven.
Senator Wicklund.
Oh, geez. Modern applications of our Lord and Savior Karl Marx.
Senator Oscar?
I would do the traveling abroad thing. Something. Anything which regarding me traveling.
The location? Or just travel? Huh? Senator Abby Anderson?
I don't know. I would just go abroad, I guess. Save us an answer.
Senator Fonder? Senator John Anderson?
I teach a class in Disney movies.
Senator Shugel?
Probably something in political science, I don't know what.
Senator Beerspa? Senator Allen?
I probably teach a class on cryptozoology.
Senator Hagianis?
I teach a class in Spain.
Senator Braun?
I like the travel abroad idea.
Senator Concepcion?
Probably in baking bread.
Senator Fan? Senator Young?
Probably baking Swedish desserts.
Senator Ling?
I would teach psychology of religion in the Holocaust, and I would go to Germany and Switzerland.
Senator Steinwein?
History of the NBA.
Senator Larson?
Probably something for environmental stewardship.
Senator Salem?
Something in business.
Technology Director Finn?
Something in cooking so I could eat all the time and not feel guilty about it.
Finance Director Keeley?
He's running late.
That's what he would teach. Ombudsperson O'Neill?
I would do a travel class that's ping pong and badminton and book club.
Parliamentarian Ed Holm. Chair Tram Nguyen.
Probably yoga or relaxation to speak walking.
Chair Ha Nguyen.
I'll teach a class in Greek mythology.
Chair Mir.
I teach class on Tolkien lore.
Chair Harbeck.
And a broad one.
Controller Arshad?
And a broad one.
Co-President Svensson?
Right now, I have been binging on the podcast My Favorite Murder. So it would be one probably where we would try to solve cold cases and just talk about murder and maybe knit a lot while we do it, and then we can use the string from the knitting to create our own, like, conspiracy figuring everything out for it. And that would be it. Okay.
Full President Gabriano.
Dating one on. Admin Director Taven.
Underwater basket weaving.
Advisor Van Hecke.
I would teach a travel course where we would go around the world seeking out herds of wild horses.
Yes. With that, quorum is met. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from January 29th. Do we have any comments or edits to the minutes? Edits to the minutes. Seeing none. Next item on the agenda is community comment. Do we have anyone for community comment? Community comment. Seeing none. Next we have all business. And first order on all business is the co-president charge that was charged at our last meeting, and I will let our co-president Benson explain deeper.
So, for those of you who weren't at the meeting last week, or not last week, the last meeting of J-Term, we discussed if there's something that Senate can do as a body and representative of the student body when a student passes away. This is due to the recent passing of one of our first year students who there was, the chapel was dedicated to today, I believe. Was it Aaron Johnson? I didn't want to get the last name wrong. And so typically in the past, we had done the students had done some sort of thing like in memorial as Student Senate, but then we got the memorial gardens this past year. And so it used to be sort of a thing where Student Senate took it upon itself to do something immemorial, but now the college has taken over that position that we had. So one of the things that we discussed, we thought potentially we could do and work into the budget or create some sort of language in our bylaws about would be if we could send some sort of flowers in bereavement to any sort of service that might be held for the student as like representative for the student body, so that the family and friends know that the students of Gustavus are also there with them. That was one of the things that we discussed. Besides that, a lot of the stuff that Student Senate used to do has actually been taken up by the college, and the college now does it. And so that's kind of what we talked about with Jonas.
Do you have any questions for President Johnson? Questions? Seeing none, we are back in all business. Do we have any other item for all business? All business. Senator Wicklund?
Is this where we would bring that up to potentially earmark a budget for that? Or should we do that in new business?
New business.
I yield.
Any new all business? Seeing none, we are going into the business. First item on the agenda is tell me about your day, and I'm going to give the floor to our president once again.
Tell me about your day is a program that we previously did 2 years ago on campus that was successful, and we're hoping to do again this spring. It's a program where there are bracelets made that say tell me about your day, and you intentionally start the bracelets with different groups of students around the campus. And the idea is to have deeper connections and talk more with each other. The whole program started a few years back at MIT after a student there passed away. And after they passed away, one of the other students at the campus noticed that there was a huge rise and other students posting about, you know, come talk to me if you are having a hard time with this, you know, opening up and really trying that more to feel the connectivity. And so she said kind of, why can't we have that all the time, and why can't we have those open conversations potentially, not just about mental health problems, but just like seeing and checking in and just getting closer with each other in the community. So that's been kind of one of the goals for Hubert and I this year, is kind of building that community and more of a community feel. So we've decided to try and bring back the program again and do it for the semester. So we are going to be working with finance and bringing forth a budget for that.
Any questions for President Johnson? Questions? Seeing none, we are back into new business. Do we have any more new business for today? Senator?
I think this might be a good time to talk about the idea that the co-presidents brought forward about earmarking a budget to send flowers should a student pass away to any service that they might have. I think that sounds like a great idea and something worth having a budget for. And I would like to discuss that. I move to discuss that.
Do we have a second? Second goes to Speaker Scott. We are done into discussion of this. Senator Woodland?
I think it's a good idea. I do think it's important we are like
student senate and we represent the student body. So I do think it might be meaningful for some families to know that the student body does care and that the students are thinking about them. With that, I yield.
Can somebody explain to me how this would work? Would it just be kind of setting a verbal precedent, or would it be something written in the finance guidelines, or what would that be?
I was actually planning on asking that exact same question, because I think that it's not something that we typically do as far as set money aside. And the other problem with that is that with our finance process, typically it takes 2 weeks for us to process any sort of budgeting. So if we were to earmark an amount, I think potentially we would have to either put it in our bylaws that you know, any sort of not even just like limiting it to specifically flowers, but like some sort of thing as like a immemorial or a condolences sent to the friends and family for like a funeral or something. If we can, I don't even know, like, because it's, it wouldn't be a specific amount either. We can't just like plan to set aside like a specific, I really don't know how it will work. And so it'd be something that we would have to figure out new legislation for. Maybe, Jonas, do you know anything about it?
Well, I think that one of the things that you wouldn't want to deal with it every single individual instance, because like, for example, in the case of Aaron's passing, the funeral happened very quickly and Senate literally would not have had time to have approved financing or budget prior to a funeral happening. So I think you're going to want to try to somehow establish it within the bylaws that the Senate will do X, and then that way, you know, it could happen automatically without a on the floor conversation, would be my thought. Okay. And then I think the other piece that you have to maybe grapple a little bit with is the college can't make donations to charitable causes. And so if somebody, you know, was saying in lieu of flowers, please do X, in most situations, you would not be able to do X because as the college, you can't make a donation to a charitable cause. So you really would, I think, probably be limited to flowers or some kind of a thing rather than being able to make a charitable donation in someone's name.
Okay. All right, does that also answer your question? All right, it answers. I yield.
Sarah, what's that?
Kind of echoing what Jonah said, I do think it's possible to earmark a certain budget of like, we will earmark $200 should something happen where it can be taken from throughout the year, but if it's not all used, it just rolls into the next year's budget. That is something I think might be possible. And then also I would personally recommend at this time, or would like to discuss possibly doing like two options as far as we will send flowers to a service should there be one, and should there not be a service or like not a service open to Gustavus, maybe just send like a condolences card or something. With that, I yield.
Would it be possible to just kind of do that on the Senate spring budgeting and just having so X number of dollars allotted for a relief or memorial fund? And then just kind of take from that, and then I mean it all comes back to Senate anyways if it's not used up. So I wonder if we could just put that on the Senate budget for what Senate requests for next year, and then if that, or is that possible?
Do you yield to?
Yes, I yield.
That would be up to next year's co-presidents, because they're the ones who present the budget for Senate.
Okay.
So whoever next year's co-presidents would be.
Yes.
And so they technically, I don't believe, are like, we can't pass anything and say like, these people who don't exist right now are going to do this when they get here,
yeah,
sort of
okay.
thing. It can be something that can be discussed further, and it could be a discussion that could be tabled until we have the co-president-elect sitting in, which would be like the second week in March, I believe, is when we would have co-president-elect actually sitting in on these conversations, so we could potentially table this discussion for the meeting, the first meeting where we have co-president-elects. That could be another thing if we're looking at it to be in the spring budgeting, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if a change in bylaws is necessary, I guess. Like just putting that money aside and just in case would be a good idea. With that, I yield.
Advice about hacking?
I agree on in theory with what Jack is saying. The piece that worries me is that, you know, three or four generations of co-presidents from now and something like this easily gets lost. And so you might want to think about how you can give it a stronger sense of permanency so that we're not always recreating the wheel every time we have a new set of co-presidents doing a new budget. And then this is just a completely random, crazy thought that I'm just going to throw out, and it might be the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. But I was suddenly caught in my own head about this idea that you can't make a donation to a charitable organization, but you could make a donation to the college. And all of a sudden I was thinking, well, I wonder if there's anything that's meaningful to a family about the Student Senate making a donation to, say, a student scholarship in the name of the Gusty who passed away. So just another completely random thought that I had not thought of until just this minute. And maybe a dumb one, which is totally fine.
You yield the floor?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks.
Senator Allen?
I like the idea of putting money away during spring budgeting, just because then it can change depending on the year. And like, I mean, we all hope that we don't have to use that money, so it's nice to just be able to have it there if necessary, but you don't need something, or you don't need to change the bylaws for it. I yield.
Senator Lejeune?
I'd like to echo what Advisor Van Hickey said. I do think that this is something that could easily be forgotten about within a few generations of co-presidents, and that it's something that unfortunately we know would be probably nice or needed in the future, for the foreseeable future. So I do think that it would be ideal to get it into our language, but I do think Senator Allen raised a very good point that the amount that we put in that budget might need to be flexible. I'm curious if anyone knows if it would be possible to like put it in our bylaws where like we will earmark a fund for it, but not the exact amount of what would be earmarked. So just that there would be some money earmarked in the spring budget.
I'm
seeing if anybody knows. I'll let people ponder that one. And then Advisor Van Hecke also brought up the idea of donating like for a scholarship. In theory, I like that idea, but I think we would need possibly more collaboration from other departments just to make a substantial enough donation to kind of classify for a scholarship, because I suppose I was thinking maybe a maximum of like $50 to send flowers, but I don't think $50 would necessarily be a meaningful scholarship. With that, I yield.
Yeah, so echoing a previous speaker, I was thinking kind of the scholarship idea is really interesting and could be good, but then we also have to be like, okay, is it just like a one-time scholarship? Like, is it just next year we're going to have a scholarship in your child's name, or is it going to be a continuation of the scholarship? Because then you've got, you know, the Student Senate is providing this scholarship every single year. And then also on top of that, do you add, like, what happens if we have a continuation of doing scholarships? Like, for instance, after 5 years, maybe there's another passing of a student. Do you then stop the first scholarship and start up one for the new person? Do you do two scholarships now? And does that mean that you're doing twice the budget? There'd be a lot of stuff. And then another thing with the earmarking of the budget, like it was mentioned, the problem with that I could potentially see would be if the amount doesn't match up with what we've earmarked. So let's say the reason why we have the Swenson Bunn award every year is because we had two students who passed away at the same time at our college. So let's say we only set aside enough money. Like, how do you plan to set enough money aside for an unforeseeable circumstance? And if that should happen, then the Senate would have to return to itself and ask for an increase in the budget, which would fall back into our 2 weeks. So I think if we do earmark a budget, which we could, we would have to add something into the bylaws either way. That would be a stipulation saying that any sort of like donation of flowers to for bereavement in by the as like the student body would have to be exempt from our finance guidelines, including, and then we'd probably have to mark down like reciprocal or what are all the ones? There's the one about we can't fund things
retroactively.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Retroactive funding, we would have to do something about that. And we'd have to do the fact that we don't have an exact amount of money. We would have to just say that, like, it doesn't have to go through the finance process, recognizing it as a timely process that's immediate and necessary to skip the finance process. So, in summation, what I'm saying is, yes, we should earmark an amount, but the amount on top of earmarking an amount, we should put something in our bylaws that stops it, so that way, if we do have a situation where all of a sudden we have to 1 year spend more than that budget allowed, that we don't have to go back into the whole finance process, and for some reason out of the numerous families that we would be sending flowers to, one family doesn't receive it. I yield.
Oh, she covered everything.
So should we charge finance and ethics to look into possible budgeting and bylaw changes? I mean, would you guys be okay with that? Okay, I move to charge ethics and finance committee to look into what we discussed.
Do we have a second? Second goes to Senator Lincoln. We are going to review the discussion of this. The floor is yours.
I yield.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Lincoln.
Just a clarifying question for Co-President Swenson. Did you say that we should earmark a certain amount in the bylaws, or if it's possible to just say that a certain amount should be earmarked, but not what the amount is?
Ooh.
Inflation,
I don't think we should. I don't think that there should be an exact amount earmarked. It could be There could be an exact amount earmarked, but it could be understood. But I don't think that there should be an exact amount marked down in our bylaws that is earmarked for it. So it doesn't say like $200 or something. It would just say that that the use of the student activity fee to send flowers in bereavement is not subject to any of the typical finance guidelines, including retroactive funding or the finance business, because of like the immediate nature of not an exact amount put in the bylaws, but the exact amount should technically be earmarked in our finance process, because we can't just like have an open fund that we can just pull from.
Yes. Okay. And then question for our buds person and finance chair. Do the two of you feel like we should start with this being a collaborative charge, or do you feel like it might be better to start it in one committee over the other?
Well, we can kind of talk and come to a solution and then figure out who's best to carry it out.
All right, sounds good. I yield. Thank you.
Director Kaylee?
So I'm just kind of clarifying. So what you're looking for is, like, so you set an X number of dollars aside, and if that spend were to be more than that X number of dollars, that would be a flexible number. And I guess, yeah, I think we would just have to work on the wording with it, but I see no problem with that. I yield.
Do we have any more discussion on the motion? Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we move to a vote. Those in favor of the motion as it stands, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Motion passes. We are back into the discussion of that senator we can initiate it.
I yield.
Any more discussion overall? Discussion. Seeing none, we are back into new business. Do we have any more items for new business tonight? New business. Seeing none, we are moving into announcements. Do we have any announcements today? Ombudsperson O'Neill.
I sent out the application for the co-presidential election this morning, which is exciting. So if you know anyone interested, definitely encourage them to run. And then Ethics Committee will be meeting after. And also, is anyone interested in being on Ethics Committee? Because we need somebody else. If you are, and it's pretty sweet, you should email me afterwards.
I'm worried that, like, whoever takes it is going to resign. We have a pattern.
It's been a revolving door. But it is cool. I yield.
Admin Director Kevin.
So we had a resignation today, so our connections chair Quinn will no longer be serving in her position. So that is now open. And then spring semester tabling, I sent out the link to you all. So there are more days this semester than there were last semester, and last semester there was one day that we didn't have anybody tabling. So if you could try to be conscious of if you're signing up for a time, because there's like two slots at each time, right? So if someone has already signed up for that time, like if you could look at further dates and see if that would work better for you. Just trying to make sure we have at least one person at every date would be awesome. And then faculty reports again, they'll be coming out soon. So know you love those.
So you've been getting emails about a retreat this coming Saturday. So as you saw it maybe earlier, the time is set for 9 to 11. The entire big building is reserved for admission, so we're kind of looking for a different nice place, maybe someone comfort. So we hope to get that figured out by tomorrow. And it looks like the majority of you can make it, and those who can't, if anything changes, please join us. And if you can't make it, please see your committee chair, because we are going to do a lot of committee work that we want to kind of use your ideas, what you'll get from the feedback from the survey that you saw this morning that was sent, and get going here on this spring semester. I yield. Co-President Swenson.
So I think that there's a couple of positions on Senate that are potentially opening up. So keep your ear to the ground. And if you hear that a building that one of your friends is in needs a representative, tell your friends. Another thing, once again, the application for the co-presidential election is open. So that will be starting up. That will also probably include some tabling later in the semester. So there's gonna be lots of tabling stuff that's done. That is gonna be, you know, asking a little bit for time from you all, but if everyone takes little amounts, then it's not one person bearing the brunt of the load, which as previous ombudsperson, I know that can really, really be a lot because I would hope that Michael doesn't have to sit and table for like 6 hours at a time. It really is not fun, and we don't want to break our bylaws because of stuff happening. Anyways, so make sure that you're keeping on top of tabling, responding to Liz's emails because she does a lot of wonderful things, and the less pestering that she has to do from all of you, it makes everyone's lives easier, and it's part of your job to sign up for tabling to make sure to do that. The Senate retreat, please try to go. And besides that, I think I'll just talk to you later. Okay, that's it. I yield.
Cameo.
Meeting with diversity at the meeting.
Control shed.
Which buildings are open?
We still need to know. Okay. Hoping that control building is open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say loudly and clearly one more time when the thing is?
Saturday, February the 17th.
Well,
this
I was asking
Saturday.
About for the Senate, like
yeah.
Senate
yeah.
positions.
Oh, those we have to get the formal resignations for still.
Okay.
Yeah. I
so
have,
we
I
can't like.
Building. I'm sorry. Senate weekend.
It's the beginning of spring semester, but the flu is still going around, so make sure you're washing your hands, drinking plenty of water, and getting plenty of sleep, because your classes are hopefully a little bit easier right now, and you can manage that. And tell your coughing friends to cover their cough, please, because a lot of people cough in my face, and I don't like it. I yield.
Do we have any more announcements tonight? Announcements? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.